Hello, and we are happy today to have Mike Bayless of Ghost Hill Cellars of Carlton, Oregon on the show today. Ghost Hill Cellars is a live certified winery, and they also practice sustainable viticulture. And today we'll be speaking with Mike about the Ghost Hill Cellars Pinot Noir Blanc. Welcome to our show, Mike. How are you today?
I'm fine, William. Glad to be here.
Well, thank you for coming on. This wine is interesting to me because, at first, I've never had one, believe it or not. A Pinot Noir Blanc. What is that? I mean, I understand it's Pinot Noir, but it's white.
It is white, yes. It's made from the Pinot Noir grape, which is normally a red wine. The skin is purple, but the juice inside is clear. So when we bring the fruit in out of the field, and we don't process it in any way. We put it directly into the press, whole cluster, and press the wine or press it until we start to get color in the juice, and then we switch it. We put switch it to a different tank, and that's primarily. And then we. After we let it set for a week or so, we rake it, and then that leaves behind the tannins and the color, all of the color pigment, and we get end up with the lighter, more bright juice, and then we age it in a stainless steel tank for around 5 months. And when it's done working, we on the leaves, and then when it's done working, we filter it and bottle it.
So, you know, so to my eye, it looks almost like a rosé, but technically this is not a rosé wine.
No, it isn't a rosé. In fact, it's a light gold hue. I don't really see much rose in it, but they call it a slight, I would say it's a slight rose-colored gold hue.
Mm-hmm.
And a rosé, you let that sit on the skins for around a day, a little more, a little less, and then press it, whereas this is pressed directly out of the field, out of the vineyard, I mean.
So this is actually a really special wine because you, I mean, I very, very seldom see Pinot Noir Blanc on the market.
It isn't made. There's a few people that make it around here in the Oregon Willamette Valley, but not too many. It has good acidity because of we pick it about a week, or I left that out. We pick it a week to 2 weeks before the rest of the Pinot Noir grapes.
Mm-hmm.
To serve the acidity because we're leaving behind the tannins. There's no tannins in it.
Okay. Wow. So this is a perfect summer sipper. Nice and chilled on a hot day. This would be a wonderful wine to have on hand.
Right. It's very, it's good alone by itself, and it's good with seafood especially. Creamy dishes and hot food, Thai food, that sort of thing.
Mm. Okay. It sounds wonderful. Now, a lot of times I'm passing through going to the coast, speaking of seafood, you know, because we like to stay at Lincoln City and Newport and those areas. And this AVA, the Yamhill Carlton AVA, is a little bit beyond the McMinnville. What are the differences in these two AVAs?
Well, we're a little north of McMinnville, and we have the rolling hills of, we're on what we call Savannah Ridge, which is the rolling hills. It's Willikensee soil, which is an ancient ocean bottom with some sedimentary soils on top,
mm-hmm.
and broken down volcanic rock above the ocean bottom.
Hmm.
So that's the primary difference. It's a different soil.
Okay.
That's beautiful country over there.
Well, thank you. We think so, too. Yeah.
Well, and your family has been farming for a long time, and you grow all of your own grapes.
Oh, correct. They're all estate grown. We've owned, my family's owned the farm since 1906.
So. Oh.
Wow. And what got you into growing grapes?
Well, we happen to be in the center of prime grape ground. I mean, my grandfather bought it to make it to have a dairy, and it's just by luck that we happen to be in the middle of wine country now. We wanted something. I want to preserve the land for my the future generations, and if we left it as just a farm, it wouldn't be financially viable. So that's one of the reasons that we got into it. My son-in-law is very much into wine. He's a partner. My wife, my son, my daughter, my son-in-law, we're all partners in the vineyard and winery.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, Ghost Hill, is that the name of the hill? Where does the name come from?
Well, it's part of our property is Ghost Hill. During the late 1800s, the road that goes through our property is part of the original military road from Portland to Salem. And during the late 1800s, a miner was passing through. He camped up there for the night. That's where he happened to stay. And on top of the hill, and during the night sometime, someone snuck into his camp and murdered him for his poke of gold. In the process, his horse was killed, and since then, he's been seen astride his horse looking for those who took his life and his gold.
Ooh, scary. You got a ghost story to go along with the name.
Actually, yes. It was known as Ghost Hill by the pioneers, the original settlers in the area. And we had a elderly neighbor that has since passed away that as a little girl got her older brother to take her up on the hill because she heard the stories. And she saw the bones of a horse and a rotting saddle up there.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So it's not based on fiction. It's based on fact.
Yes. But we haven't found anything in print. We've heard that it's in print, but we haven't been able to find it.
Hmm.
The story of the miner, at least, mm-hmm. I mean, his death. There weren't very many people in this valley at that time, so.
No. Even now, it's grown so much just since I've been going over there. It's just a huge expansion, and the wine area is just grown by leaps and bounds, like it has over here in Washington.
Yeah, well, right here where I can see three different vineyards when I look out my window. So. Mm.
Wow. Now, you don't have wine tastings, I read, at your facility. Is that correct?
No. Oh, no. We do. We have a small tasting room.
Oh, okay. You do have a tasting room. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's a small tasting room, and I built it mostly out of a lot of the things I built used or reclaimed things, like our barn, which is over 100 years old. I used some of the lumber from that, and I used to work at a Trappist monastery. We have the stained glass. They remodeled or built a new church, so I've got the, and it's not stained glass, it's just a rose-colored glass that I used to make the windows, and it's very rustic.
Oh, I love it. It sounds beautiful.
Yeah. I see that your hours are 11 to 5, Saturdays and Sundays.
That's correct. We're open during the summertime, from May till Thanksgiving.
Okay, May till Thanksgiving.
We're a very small artisan winery, so we only make about 1,200 cases a year of wine total.
Wow. Well, I saw that you can order it online.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
At ghosthillcellars.com.
Correct.
Okay. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today and introducing the wine. This is going to be a special event for me since I have never had a Pinot Noir Blanc before, so I appreciate it very much, the opportunity.
A real treat.
Well, you're welcome, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks for having me on, Linda and William.
Thank you for coming on.